This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
People should treat the oceans like we do anything else that we care about, with consideration, with care and affection. That's it. For that, we must educate. No, my friends, this is not what I'm saying. These are the words of a high-spirited scientist explorer whose insight on the nature of winds, waves, and currents earned him global fame and recognition. A warm welcome, my friends, to another exciting episode of Biotechnica's very own podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica. Today, I, Shomrita, will take you to explore the very interesting life of a science explorer who loved the seas and lived with the seas. A short insight to the life and achievements of the world-renowned oceanographer Walter Monk. Known as the Einstein of the oceans, Walter Monk lived a century questioning and solving the mysteries of the deep blue seas. Where do waves come from? Is our planet getting warmer? Can a sinking treasure house be saved? Seemingly unconnected, but these were a few questions that challenged the restless mind of this remarkable man. Being a professor emeritus of geophysics at Cripps Institute of Oceanography at US San Diego, his pioneering contribution to physical oceanography and geophysics advanced the science and understanding of ocean waves, wind-driven ocean gears, deep-sea tides, internal waves, the rotation of the Earth, ocean acoustics, and geophysical data analysis was recognized worldwide. He helped ensure the safety and success of the Allied beach landings during the Second World War by devising ways to forecast the waves. Decades later, he came to fire what became known as the sound heard around the world, an underwater emission that reached across the oceans in an attempt to gain a greater understanding of climate change. The scientist who has died aged 101 was long associated with the Cripps Institute of Oceanography at the University of California in San Diego. Monk was one of the most celebrated oceanographers of his era, a scientist who devoted nearly 80 years to unraveling such questions as to where waves begin, why they may break violently or wash ashore gently, how sound travels thousands of miles through water, and what information that journey might reveal about the global ecosystem. His genius lay in divining the interlocked patterns beneath the seeming clutter and chaos of the world's ocean. According to Johua Horowitz, who profiled Monk in his 2015 book, War of the Waves, he said, "He was revered in equal measure by surfers and naval admirals for his oracular ability to predict when far-off waves would break on beaches." Much like the surfers of popular imagination, Monk found a home on the beaches of California, where he fled to avoid the life on Wall Street. Born in Vienna to an affluent banking family, he had come to the United States in the early 1930s to attend a boarding school in New York and to carry on the family profession. But he soon discovered he despised banking, brought a convertible, and set out for the West Coast. He abandoned finance for science, eventually landing in Cripps, where he apprenticed himself to the director, Harold Wirtrup, a leading oceanographer of his day. On the other hand, in 1938, Nazi Germany annexed Austria and accelerated a campaign of anti-Semitic persecution. Dr. Monk, whose family had Jewish roots, became a US citizen and served briefly in the army before beginning what would be his seminal research for the Navy. Monk credited Wirtrup with playing a leading role in the development of wave forecasting, which military strategies used in the planning of the amphibious landing on North Africa in 1942. the Normandy invasion in 1944, and throughout the Pacific. New Scientist magazine credits Monk with saving countless lives by helping the Allied military determine when troops could make amphibious landings without being swamped by big surf hundreds of meters from the hostile shore. Later in his career, he attracted wide attention as well as some controversy by using ocean acoustics to measure ocean temperature and thus to better understanding climate change. In 1991, Monk led an experiment near Heard Island in the southern Indian Ocean. Understanding that sound travels more quickly in warm waters than it does in cold water, Monk sent low frequency sounds through the ocean. Even the test signal was detected as far as Bermuda. Years later, in an interview with the San Diego Union Tribune, he said, "I still can't believe that happened. We hadn't even started the main experiment." This was one of his greatest achievements. Was able to prove that such large scales for the first time, that different oceans were warming at different speeds. Such acoustic tests encountered some opposition from marine biologists who feared they might interfere with migratory patterns of whales and other animals. For the wide-ranging nature and application of his work, Monk was dubbed the Einstein of the oceans. A comparison Monk rejected by saying, "Einstein was a great man. I was never on that level." He attended the California Institute of Technology, where he served a bachelor's degree in physics in 1939 and a master's degree in geophysics in 1940. And the University of California at Los Angeles, where he received a doctorate in oceanography in 1947. In 1947, Monk became an assistant professor at Cripps. In 1954, he became a professor of geophysics and also was named a member of the UC's Institute of Geophysics based in Los Angeles. And in 1960, he established a branch of institute on the Cripps campus in La Jolla. The new unit was established to study the Earth, its atmosphere, oceans and interior using methods of experimental and mathematical physics. Until 1982, he served as director of the Cripps branch and as an associate director of the university-wide institute, which was renamed the Institute of Geophysics and Planetary Physics, IGPP. In 1963, Monk led a study of the propagation across the Pacific Ocean of swells generated near Antarctica. The program measured fluctuations with pressure sensing devices lowered to the ocean floor at six Pacific Ocean locations. Measurements were also made from Cripps Floating Instrument Platform, also known as FLIP. He operated the recording station on America's Samoa during the three-month project. In 1969, he began measuring tides in the deep sea using highly sophisticated pressure sensing instruments that were dropped to the ocean floor and retrieved by acoustic release. Monk and Frank E. Snodgrass, a Cripps engineer with whom he worked for more than two decades, received the first award for ocean science and engineering given by the Marine Technology Society. Monk also played a lead role in developing a new method for measuring long-term changes in ocean temperature associated with global warming that was first tested in Acoustic Thermometry of Ocean Climate, ATOC, project. The idea behind ATOC is to track the changes over time by the travel times of sound signals sent from underwater speakers to underwater receivers. Because sound travels faster in warmer water than cooler water, a long-term series of tests that recorded increasingly faster travel times would indicate the ocean is warming. Isn't this a great idea, my friends? A new device or a new technique to measure the global warming? Well, his geniusness doesn't end here. After the war, Monk provided scientific support for the nuclear testing at Bikini Atoll. He said, "It's stunning, it's horrible. It's not dark, it's quite white. You see the boiling and the water vapor above you like the current coming down all around you." Walter Monk was a synonym for genius, and his achievements were numerous. Starting from the Arthur L. Day Medal from the Geological Society of America in 1965 till 2018, he received a total of 14 medals back-to-back from different organizations. More recently, in 2018, Monk received the French Legion of Honor with the rank of Chevalier or Knight in Paris for his exceptional contributions to oceanography. The Legion of Honor is the highest French decorations recognizing military and civilian merit. And what more? Monk has two marine species named in his honor, Mobula monkeyana, or Monk's devil rays, a flying pygmy devil ray known for its ability to leap out of water at great heights, and Sursui monkey, a deep sea worm. The 2017 documentary Spirit of Discovery follows Monk as he goes on an expedition to Cabo Pulmo in Baja California, Mexico, in search of the mysterious devil rays named after him. Monk's habit of everyday scholarship never stopped. He remained active in his advisory work with JSET in recent years, and he was working on research papers when CRIPS was joined by national political and science leaders in celebrating his 100th birthday in 2017. In the past decade, he had continued outreach, conferring with Pope Francis and the Dalai Lama on the threat of climate change. At a civic event in October 2017 that was part of a series of celebrations for his 100th birthday, an array of elected officials came to La Jolla to feed Monk when the Broadway on La Jolla shores was renamed in his honor and would become Walter Monk Way. With his thanks, Monk left the crowd with an observation to ponder. Later he was heard saying, "The CO2 that we are putting into the atmosphere now is producing a high rate of sea level rise, so that the Walter Monk Way is not going to enjoy another 100 years. Monk was a member or fellow of more than a dozen professional societies. He has served on many university, national and international committees. Since 1968, he has been a member of JSON, a prestigious panel of military advisors. He has written more than 200 scientific papers. Walter Monk has been a world treasure for ocean science and geophysics. He has been a guiding force, a stimulating force, a provocative force in science for 80 years. While one of the most distinguished and honored scientists in the world, Walter never rested on his accomplishment. He was always interested in sparking a discussion about what's coming next." However, this raspy-voiced barnacle of a man, always in and around water, trying to figure out how waves broke, where currents moved, and why changes in the oceans affect Earth's climate, took his final retirement on 8 Feb 2019. At the age of 101. In honor of this great personality, at the event, City of San Diego officials issued a proclamation that October 19, 2017 would officially be known as Walter Monk Day. So friends, this was the story of the Einstein of the oceans. His work clearly gave us a message. Ask questions. Fear not of failure. There is a vast ocean of knowledge which is yet to be discovered. So, are you ready to explore? Well, with this note, I, Shomrita, will take a leave now. But remember to dream and live your dreams, because that is what Walter Monk did. So till the next time we meet, bye-bye.